I mean, Eddie, it's one of those, isn't it, where games change on big moments, and had you scored that penalty in the first half, it could have been a very different evening.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, I think we're well in the game. Even at half time, I think we're well in the game. It's nil-nil. I think they've had the majority of the ball, but we've been tough to break down. We've been dogged and had moments of quality on the counter attack. But until their first goal goes in, of course, we had the missed penalty, but until their goal goes in, it's a real 50-50 game.
And obviously their first goal arrived via a deflection as well, just to rub salt into the wounds.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game where I couldn't see them scoring. I thought we defended very well. I thought Sylvain and Tommy were excellent for us at the back. And we didn't look in too much danger. When you look at the quality players they've got, I thought we defended well, our shape was good. And we were a threat on the counter attack several times, first half. But there's some big moments in the game when you reflect back on that we had some really presentable opportunities that we didn't take. And of course, they take theirs.
It was a game really where both teams defended excellently over the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, I felt we did. Yeah, I suppose you could say equally they did. It was a game of few really clear-cut chances. So defences were on top, and it was always going to take, a moment of brilliance or a mistake from someone. Unfortunately for us, it's a deflection that's won them the game.
You made seven changes to your side today. Everton didn't make any, so you must be really proud of the players that came into the side to offer that display against Everton's, by far and away, evidently their strongest side.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always said I think our squad is good. It's very evenly balanced. I don't think we have a team and the rest are below the standard. I think we have a very even balanced 20-25-man squad, and I think with the players that were left out today, I think you can see the quality we had in reserve. Obviously, for us, it's nice to be able to utilise the squad, and I believe in everyone. Everyone's good enough to come in and produce a performance. I felt they did that today.
It was always going to be the way at a goal down where you were chasing the match to try and get back into it. Were you a little disappointed with conceding that second goal, the manner in which it came about?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's a scrappy goal. We didn't deal with the first ball in. We didn't get our head on it or foot on it, and it's hung in our 6-yard box too long. And it's a simple goal from their perspective. It's an ugly goal that ends the game, and it's a disappointing way.
You've touched on the two centre-halves, Tommy Elphick and Sylvain Distan, who was given man of the match as well. Just what was it about their performances today that really impressed you?
I thought physically they were very good. Sylvain is, for his age, an incredible athlete. Got in a couple of races at Lukaku and won those races. Hugely impressive. And Tommy was calm and our leader. And it was great to have both players giving such good performances and really helped the team.
I know you were really keen to get through. It would have given the club some momentum as well, but you've always said, first and foremost, our priority this season is Premier League survival.
It has to be. Regardless of today's result, look, we wanted to win. But regardless of today's result, there is a bigger prize at the end of this season, and we're still working hard to achieve that. It's really good that we got some minutes into the squad today, some players returning from injury. So overall, I can't be too disappointed and have to, focus on next week.
Thanks for your time, Eddie.
Thank you.